Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which is about rich people. This hadith has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. You know, wealth is a topic that has been alluded to in many verses of the Holy Quran and many, many hadiths. For example, in the Holy Quran, we read the following: "It is not your wealth nor your children that will bring you close to us in nearness, except those who have faith and act righteously. It is they for whom there will be a twofold reward for what they did, and they will be secure in lofty abodes." So in this verse of the Holy Quran, as you can see, God Almighty says wealth can lead to otherworldly reward if a person acts with faith and righteously with it. So wealth is not in and of itself, neither is it reprehensible, nor is it something essentially virtuous. It depends on what you do with it. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was present where a man mentioned rich people, and you know, in the presence of the Imam, this person became, you know, angry at these rich people. He became, you know, defaming them, and saying bad things about them. The Imam alayhi salam became quite angry. He said, in a very angry tone, "Uskut, be quiet," you know, which is very rare. The Imam then says, "For verily, if the rich man maintains relations with his kin and does good to his fellow believers with the aid of his riches, Allah doubles his reward for him." Meaning Allah would double the reward for him. Perhaps meaning that, you know, his reward that he had done his previous deeds with, those will be doubled. Or he would get a double reward than the reward of a person who wasn't rich, maybe. "For Allah has said," then the Imam, he quotes that same verse that we spoke about in the beginning. He says, "It is not your wealth nor your children that will bring you close to us in nearness, except those who have faith and act righteously. It is they for whom there will be a twofold reward for what they did, and they will be secure in lofty abodes. Fil ghurafati aminun." Right? So, this is something that, you know, we need to take care of. A lot of us, majority of people are not extremely wealthy, right? And there are people, great people, good believers who are very wealthy. Sometimes we look down upon them, we complain, and we, you know, even if we don't say anything, we might, in our hearts, we might look down upon them for their riches. Whereas, the fact of the matter is, it's possible that they are, you know, a lot better than us, a lot more virtuous than us. And if we were given the same wealth, we might be worse than them. Right? So keeping in mind this beautiful hadith, we need to kind of refrain from doing this. It's also interesting to note that in this beautiful hadith, the Imam, you know, he kind of emphasizes the fact that if a person wants to get this double reward, he has to maintain good relations with his kin, not only his kin, but also other fellow believers who are not his kin. Right? Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at rich people in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.